HIV and AIDS rates are so high among African Americans in the Tampa Bay region that a New York-based group is opening its first southern office here. The Tampa Bay affiliate of the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS was officially installed today. Lapina Reed from Tampa does not know how long she's been living with HIV, but she says her life took a downslope after she was attacked and raped when very young.
It's been a journey. There are ups and downs. There are points that you don't want to continue on, but then there are reasons that you know that you have to. So you take each day as a blessing, and you take it with hope that things will change.
Reed spoke Friday at the opening reception for the Black Leadership Commission on AIDS of Tampa Bay, or BLACA, at St. Lawrence Catholic Church in Tampa. She hopes to inspire people to take action to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
I hope that they hear a voice that says to break the stigma, to break the judgments and the discrimination, and look for answers. Because as a community, we have to bond together, be it the science, be it medicine, be it media, be it the community, be it education. We all have to bond together to find a solution.
For 20 years, BLACA has fought against AIDS in the African-American community, especially by organizing clergy. Calvin Butts is their national chair.
Recent main effort was to call together a convocation of clergy across denominational lines to talk about this pandemic of AIDS, and especially the focus of the pandemic among black women and children. It's a tragedy, and here in Tampa, blacks are 15% of the population, yet more than 50% of the AIDS cases. And that's tragic, and the coming together of the community today is of profound importance.
C. Virginia Fields is the president and CEO of the National BLACA. She is the past president of the borough of Manhattan and ran for mayor of New York in 2005. Fields says the reason BLACA is opening an affiliate in Tampa is because the epidemic is here and it is growing.
There is no cure for AIDS, but through getting educated, getting tested, getting treated if needed, and getting informed and involved, we believe that we can turn this around in the African-American community.
According to the Florida Department of Health, African-Americans accounted for 45% of AIDS cases among Florida men and 71% of cases among women in 2008. The AIDS rate among black women was 20 times higher than among white women. But many infections are avoidable, according to Emil Commodore, director of the Florida Office of Minority Health.
The most important thing about prevention is to know your HIV status, because if you're not infected, then you should continue to do those protective things to avoid getting infected. And if you are, then you should protect your partner and others from getting the infections.
The rate of HIV is 3.48 times higher in African-American males in Tampa Bay than white males, according to 2007 data from the Florida Department of Health. Monsignor Lawrence E. Higgins is pastor emeritus of St. Lawrence Catholic Church, the reception's host.
We have to also teach the people about prevention to bring them up in strong values. It's a long-term process, but it's God's work.
BLACA's National Director of Affiliate Services, Gail Sampson Lee, says she hopes the Tampa chapter will pressure elected officials to put proportional funding toward programs that help groups most affected by AIDS.
The population that is most impacted by the epidemic should be addressed and should be responded to so that we could stem the tide and not create a disaster here in Tampa where the rates are just astronomical.
People can get help through the Hillsborough County Health Department. Jim Roth is their HIV/AIDS program coordinator.
There's counseling and testing programs throughout the Tampa Bay area. There's clinics and care programs which include medications, include primary care, include dental programs. And you can find more about it by calling the AIDS hotline at 1-800-FLA-AIDS, or you can look at the Bureau of HIV/AIDS website at www.wemakethechange.com.
Michelle McKinney is Youth Education Services Coordinator for the Tampa Hillsborough Action Plan.
Our target population is youth 13 to 24. We go into the high schools, into various community centers, and provide education as well as testing for HIV and gonorrhea and chlamydia and pregnancy.
The new BLACA group of Tampa Bay is chaired by W. James Favorite, pastor of Beulah Baptist Institutional Church. He says it's time for African-American churches to speak up to prevent the spread of HIV and to help those with AIDS.
Ever since the first incident of AIDS, we have been pretty much silent. And we noticed that the numbers are continuing to mount. It's getting higher. The incidents are getting higher. And it's time for the church to speak out.
You can learn more about the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS at nblca.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.